Let's enjoy the sporting moment of it, the sporting competitive element of it, where he wants to play, he's going to play. It's a good match.
Tantalizing
match.
I get a FUD for that.
No, you don't.
No, it's too late, man. You needed to drop that last night on the panel. It doesn't count on this show. This show doesn't hold any weight.
What are you talking about?
This show, you don't get credit for anything you do or say on this show.
Yeah, because we say anything.
This show doesn't count for anything.
Yeah.
Like, we're shocked when we can get, you know, people of esteem and reputable individuals to come on the show.
Like our next guest.
Like Israel Gutierrez is on hold, and I'm sure he's thinking, why didn't the producer tell me this when you sent me the request? Because I would have just flushed it and never agreed to come on. But it's the show where you can say whatever you want. It goes nowhere. It falls flat. From the NBA on ESPN and ESPN's Around the Horn, here's Izzy Gutierrez. How you doing, Izzy?
Well, to be honest, I'm doing great. But what I was thinking at the time was, wow, these are people that think just like me, because I feel like I lower the quality of every show I go on, and I don't understand why people would watch. So thank you.
Trust me, with what we do every day, you are a major bump up.
You're right. A bar riser for us, so that there's high
Maybe
expectations.
Maybe I should say less then and just start charging for work.
Yeah, that's probably a very wise decision. So this ESPN poll has been making the rounds. We're about 20 games into the season, give or take, for most teams. The MVP poll results, and Giannis 1, LeBron 2, Doncic 3, Harden 4, Pascal Siakam 5.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. I mean, ultimately, it doesn't mean anything because it's not a real award. But
I know, but usually you get the old eyes from Toronto, whatever. He's not going to...
What do you make of that, Izzy?
I mean, so my least favorite thing, and I'm not by any way insulting the question, don't get me wrong, because this is very interesting to speak about, but my least favorite thing in the NBA is to really go over the early season MVP favorites, because... in my history of covering the league, dating back to like when Elton Brand played and was, you know, the MVP 6 weeks, 8 weeks into the season, it never really plays out this way. Like there's a significant shift in who the MVP could or will be, you know, at some point in the season. And so it's kind of, you know, it's really just for, to me, situations like this where you can talk about a Pascal Siakam and say, man, that guy has sort of put himself in this category of player. And I think if you just look at, you know, what the Raptors have and what they obviously lost in Kawhi and how they are still playing at, what, 15-5 and his numbers increasing as his team needs it, then I think, of course, it's fair to put him in that conversation. And it's fun, frankly, when you get the sort of, for lack of a better term, out of nowhere superstar. Because, you tell me the people that were saying 2 years ago that Siakam's going to be, you know, in the MVP conversation two seasons from now, even if it was, you know, in early December. So I think it's legit, and I think he's a really fun player, and I think it makes for just an intriguing team, too, because he's not a very predictable player either in terms of, you know, how you defend him.
Well, the guy who finished fourth on this list is in town tomorrow night, and that's James Harden. And, you know, his resume and stats speak for themselves. But what I've been interested by is Russell Westbrook and his profile. You know, we were talking about this prior to having you on, Izzy. When he came up here once a year with Oklahoma City, it was a kind of a must-have ticket. It was a buzz in town. You knew Russell's here, let's go. And I'll be honest with you, in Toronto, teeing up the game tomorrow, it's all Harden. We're going to see Harden if you have tickets.
Yeah.
Have you had that same kind of reaction? Are you surprised by that? Like Westbrook, he's really taken a second seat here.
Yes. I mean, I have, but for a couple of reasons. One is I think we kind of recognized with Russell Westbrook that he was a player whose athleticism was the reason he was great. It separated him from everybody else who was, you know, had his skill set or his desire or whatever, you know, other characteristics you want to label him with. And you knew that eventually that was going to die down and it wouldn't be as spectacular. And he'd still be good to great, but not as spectacular. And I think we've seen that with Russell. You know, he can't really work out much in the off season so that he can sort of extend his career for longer. And while he is, you know, arguably still the most explosive point guard out there, he's not the same guy. but it's also just because James Harden is doing historic stuff. And it's not just another teammate. Like, even with him and Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook was, you know, his young athletic self and could see those two as some level of peers if, you know, if they were to grow together, maybe. But with James Harden right now, what he's doing is at a different level than where Russell is in his career. And for him to play second fiddle to anybody, you'd have to be like a significant second, you know, role. You'd have to be significantly better than him. And right now, James is. And it's just, you know, regardless of what you think about the aesthetics, he is, he's putting up numbers that haven't been put up in this league. And it's like Wilt, basically. So I think it's more of that than it is of Russell just declining or settling for this role.
With Izzy Gutierrez of the NBA on ESPN, ratings in pro sports, so cyclical. I mean, it comes and goes. A couple years ago, the NFL was down. Now they're way up. This year, the NBA is down across the board. And everyone's got a different theory on that. LeBron being in the West, Golden State falling off a cliff, Zion Williamson still hasn't played yet.
How you watch sporting events.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Cuban's been suggesting, you know, all these games are on cable and that factors in, although they've always been on cable. They've always been on ESPN and TNT. Right. Do you have a take on that, Izzy? Why do you think this is going on?
I think it's a combination of natural evolution, a little bit of what Mark Cuban's talking about, not just in the technology, but just in the way we experience sporting events. The NBA has the good fortune of still keeping our attention because they hit you with a lot of drama. There's fast-paced action. There's athleticism. But if you start telling us in any sort of way, and I just mean sort of, I want to say like the ADD community, but I feel like that's everybody these days. So if you start telling us there's reasons to not watch, or, hey, we don't have to because we can catch it later, or the real meaningful stuff is later, you know what, it's going to cost me 3 hours of sleep. No, it's not worth it. I think it's a combination of that. The regular season is not meaning as much. And also, you know, a lot of the stars going to the West Coast and affecting the East Coast numbers. But I also think that it's not a good indicator of the interest, our ratings. I think it's a slightly outdated measure. And so, I mean, when I talk sports with people every day, it's most people in this time of year asking me about football, but you know, a lot of people talk basketball and they love you know, they love a lot of the drama involved, and whether it be you know, a Kyrie Irving and how he's dealing with a locker room or leadership role, or if it's, you know, LeBron James trying to chase Michael Jordan. I think all the narratives in the NBA sort of live loudly among sports fans, and so I think that's more of an indicator of how well the league is doing. I think we're all just kind of sitting and waiting for the next explosive moment. Hey, when do I have to watch these next few games? Is it because it's LeBron versus Kawhi? Is it because, you know, the Lakers might win a championship? I think the drama is sort of unfolding, whereas certain years past, we sort of had it all laid out for us. This is the drama. These are your storylines, and you have to watch every single element, every single chapter. Now I think they're just sort of evolving, and we're not sure where we have to have all of our attention.
Great stuff. Always great catching up with you. Thank you for doing this, Izzy.
Thank you.
Izzy Gutierrez of ESPN.